It's 22 past six on Breakfast. Warwick Hatfield, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. I'm still going to take the dogs to the beach, no matter what temperature.
No, you're still going for a swim, though.
No, definitely not.
I wouldn't like to think what the water temperature was. The rise and rise of Australian swimming continues.
Yeah, the water wouldn't have been much warmer on the Gold Coast last night, where it was an outdoor pool and it was raining for the Pan Pacs, but a couple of reigning champions...
I think it would have been a bit warmer, Warwick.
Yeah, okay. I'll concede. Look, it was hot for Thomas Fraser Holmes, this 22-year-old who he won gold at the Commonwealth Games, and that was a step up for him. But now in international company that includes the Americans, he's won another gold medal in the 200 metres freestyle, a huge win. And Cameron McEnvoy, another Australian, was third with Japan's Kosuke Hagino in second place. That was a good start for the Australians in terms of gold medals at this event. And then... look, revenge is a dish best served cold. So whether the water was cold or hot, Emily Seabohm certainly got revenge. Now, you might remember Missy Franklin, the American, beat her to the gold medal in London. There were lots of tears. Emily apparently was concentrating more on Facebook and Twitter than on her own performance, and subsequently didn't turn in the best performance last night. That was turned around. They reckon Franklin probably struggled in the outdoor conditions, and also she's carrying back spasms at the moment. But as Emily Seabohm said, a win is a win is a win. She hasn't beaten Franklin before, and she said that's also going to give her a lot of confidence going forward. And going forward, of course, means the next Olympic Games, Fran.
Yeah, great boost for her confidence, I'll bet. Warwick, it looks like some of the Cronulla Sharks are going to take the bait from Asada.
Yeah, look, it is proving irresistible to them, because they've been, as we know, that this thing's been hanging over their heads and all the other cliches that have been used since February last year. There's a few I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed yet. They need some convincing, or they need some assurance at least, that WADA, the World Anti-Doping Authority, won't appeal against any reduced ban. Now, for the record, the reduced ban is it goes from 2 years down to 1 year, and it's backdated to November the 1st last year, which basically means they'll just miss 10 games. But for some of the players, those 10 games, these are players no longer at Cronulla. These games include prestigious ones at Wembley, because only about five of the people involved, of the 17 players who have been targeted by Asada, are still playing at Cronulla. So, yeah, it's an interesting decision. 9:30 today is when we'll know for sure. And apparently the Asada has also put some sort of deal on the table for Essendon, but that may or may not be an admission that their own case, they have argued in the federal court, maybe not that strong. So we'll see how that one goes as well. But as I said, D-Day for the 17 Cronulla players, past and present.
Finally, and just very briefly, Guangzhou Evergrande, we talked about it yesterday, Evergrande, maybe without their coach for the Asian Champions League.
Yeah, that's a huge amount of pressure coming on for Asian League officials to ban him from the sidelines, at least, after he ran onto the field and remonstrated with the referee, Franz. That'll be interesting to watch when the Wanderers wander over to China next week.
Big call, though, isn't it? OK, Warwick, talk to you again at 7:30.
Good on you, Fran.